Awkward Moms Club. Got that from five. Welcome to the Awkward Moms Club podcast.
Welcome to the Awkward Moms Club, starring Christia and Ashley.
Awkward.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you sure it's you?
I think.
Okay, good.
It's been so long.
It has been so long. I have something for you.
Oh my god.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, but
I like how you guessed because you had already seen it.
But I'm still afraid, like legitimately afraid.
You're afraid that I'm going to pop you right in the noggin?
The eyeball.
Don't you know?
I know you're a profesh, but still. You're profesh.
There we go.
Profesh.
Okay.
Are we ready?
This is why we need
a producer?
Kamarov. Oh, I wouldn't trust a producer to open my champagne.
Oh. We do need cameras. This would be really... Oh, Stranger Things.
Okay.
Well.
1, 2, 3. Yay. Oh, we're back, baby.
Cecil. Okay, go sit down. Go sit down. Thank you.
This dog's got problems.
Thank you.
Okay. So how are you?
I'm very okay. I mean, it's okay.
I mean, you're not 100, but you're not a...
No, it's not bad. It's just you're not a little
10.
Much.
I mean, you're a 10. Shouting's a 10. How about making my baby laugh by saying, smack that bitch?
And not just a little laugh, but like the deepest of belly laughs.
He was like, coo, for me saying, smack that bitch. Like, he was the funniest thing he'd ever heard
he
in his whole
think
life.
That. It was pretty funny. He has
like, God did good. Like, right mom, right baby. Check,
yeah,
check.
Yeah, they were like, okay, yeah.
These two are going to go together. Like,
they
really
match
good.
Up.
Because she's going to say, hit that bitch all the time. And she's going to always.
He's going to be down for it. Oh, my God. Cheers. He was not even just cackling, though. He was, like,
belly laugh,
dying.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, you would think we were tickling him, like, full bore.
We didn't even touch him.
Mm-mm. It was really cute.
He cute.
Okay, so you've been on your journeys. You've journeyed to, I was wrong, you didn't journey to the Mediterranean, but you did journey to Cancun and
Cozumel. Where you'll be really happy to know that they poured a shot down my throat, like in a conga line.
What about Barry?
Him too.
Oh, good. What about Juju?
Sprite. It was kind of cute.
A conga line? What was the shot rum?
Tequila.
Ooh, better.
It was really good. Yay. It was a good tequila.
Yeah,
like it didn't burn at all.
Back up for this conga line.
And they kept, like, it was crazy. I had a margarita. They had margaritas or beer, Dos Equis, which is also good, but I went for the marg because that's on brand for me.
It's hard on vacation to pick your alcohol because you're like, I don't want to be bloated, but I want to drink all day.
Yeah.
So what's I'm choosing?
Margarita.
Yeah, marg.
And this was like not like sour mix marg. It was like
fresh
good,
squeezed.
Good. And like it would get halfway empty and he'd bring me another one. I don't know how many I had. But then I spent a lot of time in a cabana. Like a cabana?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the thing? Yeah,
did you get it? You were like, sign us up.
It was free.
Oh, that's amazing.
With this excursion. The Disney ones were all sold out.
Beaches?
Yeah. Yeah. The Disney ones were all sold out. Barry just texted me. He picked up the dogs and he said, people are calling to board their dogs so they can evacuate. Like, what the fuck?
What's wrong with people? People just leaving their dogs in a potential hurricane?
Cool.
Bad dog man. Like me.
I mean, it's not the same. Yours will be with family. It's not like you're sending him to a place.
No, I've never. My dogs can't get boarded. Cecil can't get boarded because he can't get his rabies vaccine because of his autoimmune disease.
Oh, my God.
So he literally.
Oh, my God.
So Stella has to get hers and Cecil can't have his, obviously. But here's the funny thing. I spent.
$22 million.
Yes, but I spent the whole, like, afternoon Friday weaving together a web of lies to the vet.
Oh, my God.
To get them in for an appointment. Because what happened was Stella's rabies vaccine was due in June.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally, we extended our trip to St. Thomas and St. Croix a whole week. And while we were gone, while we were gone, their appointment was scheduled. So I forgot to call because we were just having fun living it up.
Yeah,
somebody was filling my margarita cup
up. Girl, I tell you.
And so, anyways, the dogs didn't go, and then I called and scheduled another appointment for them. I was like, so sorry we missed it. Like, we extended our trip. I'm so sorry. It was totally my bad, right? So then I made another appointment for them, and they're booked up a lot. So it was like a couple weeks out. It was in July, and I just totally forgot to go. So now I'm like, they're out of their...
Do they call you?
No.
That's kind of
weird. You don't show up, they don't call you.
Well, my vet sends a text.
I get nothing.
Oh, okay.
So then they're on Simpatico or Simpatrio or Simpa. Mm-hmm. I think Simpatico means we go together.
I know. I don't think it's that. That's like a Frank Sinatra song, maybe.
But they're... Anyway, they're out of medicine.
For their fleas and ticks, yeah, and heartworms.
And we... I don't know if we accidentally skipped a couple months, but they had it like... Cecil always gets like his... on time, because again, if he doesn't,
his autoimmune,
yeah,
fuck him up.
Yeah, so I don't know if he skipped a couple months with Stella or gave him some, I don't know what happened, you guys, but when I called and I was like, they need appointments, and they were kind of just like, fuck, all the way off. So they were like, well, where were you getting their medicine that you have been giving them? Because I needed more of their flea and tick, like, thing to hold them over,
yes,
until their appointment, which is now October 14th.
Oh my god, October 14th.
But she said, what
oh,
do you
Funko.
Oh, exciting. Yeah. She said, what have you been giving them since then? Because I can't give you more medicine if they haven't been on it. But they had. And I don't know. She said, the last time I sold you anything was in May. And it was 2 doses for each. So I'm like, May and June. But it's September. So I didn't know how they got more. So I was like, she was like, we're not giving you more. And I'm like, they're going to like get fleas like while we're gone. Like, I was stressing to the max. She was like, well, just, they'll be fine. I can't give you more until you come for your appointment on the 14th. And I was like, damn it, that's going to be way too long. So I just said that our neighbor's dog died and they had the same kind of medicine. And they gave it to us. Because I truly didn't. She said, I'll give it to you if you tell me where it came from. And I was just like,
eBay.
I don't know. I don't know where it came from. So I lied. And on a medical form again, you can't stop me. Even if they stop me.
Oh my god. That's so funny.
Yeah, but Jake was like, I don't care what you said. Just like get him their free medicine. And then I had to drive to Freeport and pick it up. And then Dairy Queen was out of chocolate. How? They were like, they didn't say they were out. They were like, we're just like not making chocolate right now. I was like, because you are lazy. So Huck cried, and I was like,
what did
I can't deal
want?
With this
like
shit
a chocolate
right
ice
now.
Cream?
He wanted Oreo Blizzard with chocolate ice cream. Vanilla wouldn't do.
Kids are so
because he aced his test, and I was like, fine.
Aww, fist bump Hucky.
Yeah, he aced his spelling test, and so he gets ice cream on Friday if he gets perfect. And so he's gotten perfect every time, and that's what he chose, is ice cream from DQ. And we were in Freeport, so it worked. But let me just say it didn't work.
That Freeport Dairy Queen is...
sketch.
Yeah.
Also, I just drove away in a fit of rage.
You're like...
Literally. I said, Huck, are you going to be disappointed if you get vanilla? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, then we're getting nothing. But we went to Publix.
God.
We made homemade pizzas. Friday was so sweet. We made homemade pizzas. The kids made their own. They were super stoked about it. We were like having a date with them since we were about to leave. But at that point on Friday, they were like about to come with us because it looked like the hurricane was going to hit us. And I was in so high stress. But to have the kids come with us was literally them for their airfare. And to like switch all of our rooms around was going to be like an extra $1,000. You know what I mean? It's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
And work. Actually, we kind of maybe would have saved money on the room because we would have just gotten an Airbnb, but then we wouldn't have had as much fun.
Yeah, it's just a lot.
It's just a lot and all their shit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
plus, they'll miss a week of school. Which,
Whole days of school.
My kids just missed a whole fucking week.
I know, but a whole week for like a family vacation is one thing, but 4 days for a concert is weird if you're a kid. Like, it's wild.
Yeah.
Like, they can go, they can go to another show. Then, plus, like, our crew rolling into Red Rocks being like more kids than adults is just like, no, thank you.
Yeah. I'm jealous that your kids have all been to Red Rocks, and my ass hasn't. Matt played Red Rocks the day of my second phase of surgery. And I was pissed.
Not a good time to go.
No, not while you're in surgery.
Like that would be, I mean, arguably hard. Arguably. Have you watched The Crown?
No, I don't watch really TV.
I know.
But
The Crown is good, though.
I'm not going to lie. That Dahmer preview literally traumatized me. Like, I couldn't look away, but I also didn't want to look at it at all.
I just heard it, and because you know how it just starts showing you stuff? I was just chilling, and the kids were around. We'd been watching New Girl or something, and it, like, turned off, and then that turned on. And it was like a lady was, like, she was like, what are you doing down there? Like, talking to him, but you couldn't see her or him. And she was like, what are you doing down there? I hear screams and power tools. And I was like,
all hours of the
and Edie
night.
Was like, and I was like, what the
He's fuck like, is eat it. Eat it. Eat it. And she's like, I'm not eating that. I don't know what it is. And I'm like, I'm not eating that. I don't know what it is. I want to watch that too, Sins of Our Mother. I feel like all of the good television came out while I was on my vacation. What is this? That's a lot of
movies. We have to talk about this. Dated and related. Is it a show about, like, just openly dating your brother?
Or cousin?
It's kind of grossing me out.
Wait, maybe there's, like, brothers.
Trying to date sisters, and I'm sure that's what it is.
But
they're kind of making it seem like it's fine for incest. Like, they're kind of being like, you know what?
100%.
Netflix is like, you know what? We're not condoning it, but if you want to eat people... There he is. If you want to
look at, I literally.
Oh, that's gross. But if you want to eat people and date your brother, we'll let it slide.
We're like, just going to show you how.
We're going to teach you. And if you do it, it's kind of not our fault.
Like, you're on your own. Not your fault.
But we're going to, we're going to show you how. Step by step. So this is how this guy did it.
Step by step.
Oh, baby.
I don't love Seinfeld either. Speaking of things I don't love.
Like, literally, fuck Seinfeld.
I know that's gonna really, really offend Angela, but, like, it's not my vibe.
It offends my husband. It offends, like, most people I've ever met. I'm like, you know what the worst comedy to ever, like, is Seinfeld. Yeah. Can we even
You know what the best
comedy?
One was? Home Improvement.
Duh. And then the other shows with Larry David, I can't get behind them.
I don't think
I just
ever
don't
seen it.
Like, so... Seinfeld is based on Larry David, who is a comedian. Like, Jerry is, like, his personality. Like, dry, whatever. Jerry's supposed to be, like, him, kind of. Like, he based it off of who he is. But Jerry Seinfeld is an okay dude in real life. I don't mind him.
Yeah, he's much nicer than the character.
Comedian in Cars Getting Coffee, like, I liked that. Like, I don't mind Jerry Seinfeld. What I don't like is the show that has the name of him. Like, I think it's the worst show ever. Nothing. Yeah. I can't get behind any character. You've never met any of those people. They're not real life people. They're not relatable. Like, okay, Kramer's on the spectrum and he, like, falls into walls and slides through doors. Like, what? Okay.
I'm not on the spectrum and I also do those things.
I mean, I will sometimes be like, that was a real Kramer moment. He's the only salvageable person. But his comedy is slapstick.
George
is just gross, and the only thing that's redeemable about the show is Kramer being slapstick comedy. And if you want to watch slapstick comedy, just, like, don't watch Seinfeld, because there's
I think I would rather watch The Three Stooges, and I think they're annoying as fuck.
Yeah,
but
same.
If that was my vibe, if that was my...
I would watch The Dahmer Show or Dated and Related or Seinfeld.
I don't know, I'm skirt of Dahmer, but
I watched
try
the Dahmer movie with...
Zac
Efron, obviously.
Because
I am a number one Zac Efron fan.
Oh my god, you need a Zac Efron stan shirt?
I'll make it for you. I literally do love him.
Really?
He's sweet.
He's
like one of those celebrities that I feel
jawbones.
Like he's
how
like
we got like bullshit
kind of
about them.
Sweet. I feel like he's like maybe a good person.
He's cute.
He is very cute.
He's like a newborn child.
I think he's like my age.
Is he?
Yeah.
He looks like he's
like
21. 30
something.
He looks 21. Oh, that was a good movie. Sing 2, saw that.
Yeah, Sing 2 was good. Okay. I want to talk to you about something. So we were, like, talking about Jessica, you know, and she was here the whole thing.
Yeah, Jessica Simpson, by the way. Not my sister, Jessica, just in case you got confused.
Yeah,
because,
not her. Okay, so we were trying to listen. By we, I mean me. I was like, okay, I feel like I liked the first three albums. She also did the same thing as Britney and Christina, where she had a 99, 2000, 2000. Like, she had, like, a bunch, boom, boom, boom. I think Christina only had two. Britney had three. Jessica had three. Like, she did a ton. And I'm like, which one of these was the one I liked?
It's
turns out it
them.
Was none of them.
It's a single off
because
each of them.
The single off each of them that was good.
The lead off single.
It is bad. Where the Britney and Christina first, like, sophomore, freshman albums are, like, just so solid. That one, it like Jessica's first two, awful. awful, 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 awful.
Which is and weird. Like,
could it be Annie Breath?
Yeah. I know, but she's very so vocally talented. Breathy. It is surprising.
She's got like a great range, but why is it so breathy?
I don't know, but she narrated.
Like, can we just sing?
No.
Can we just sing
she
through?
Even
just
speaks
sing through.
Breathy though. Like when I
I couldn't listen to her book. I will literally lose my mind.
I know. Her book was very breathy. Listened to it at like 0.2 speed or something, so it was like a robot mouse could hear your breath. It was better. You know?
The only thing that I can say for her is, you know, I don't support you. At all in any way.
However,
I don't. You know what? I turned it off and I just turned on John Mayer. Honestly, like, it's kind of a slap in her face and yours.
Okay, I don't love Jessica Simpson's music. I'm not saying that. I only listened to that audiobook because I had a really long drive somewhere and I was without
kids. I'm sure it was good. I've heard
it was
really good.
It was interesting for sure. And it gave a different perspective. John Mayer's like the soundtrack of my high school career.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like Rooms for Squares. I know that that's like the poppiest sellout album.
Room for Square? Okay,
but it's
Neon
fucking
is
good.
Yeah, duh.
And My Body is a Wonderland, literally the sexiest.
Your body.
Body. My body is too. But it's
yeah.
Like literally like the
I don't even
it was
skip
so
it.
Sexy at that time period. You know what
it
I mean?
It is one of the, like, Room for Squares for me is so
it's
incredibly nostalgic
yes.
That I, like,
in my
can't
CD
feel.
Player right now, because I have one CD in my car, it's Room for Squares. I'm not even lying.
Oh my gosh. You do kind of stand for John Mayer.
Not really, like,
get
the
into
news?
The rest of it?
No.
There's not new. It's all so good. Even the albums that I'm not like, oh yeah, this is just slap, slap, slaps, you can see the, like, genius and,
yeah.
Like, the goodness. Behind it.
But I do.
But do you have them
stand.
Ranked? No, I have John Mayer albums.
I don't
ranked.
Even know anything beyond
oh, okay.
Room for Squares. I know I'm a loser, but I do love him with Andy.
Continuum. Mm-hmm. It's the, one of the best albums of all time. Mm-hmm. It's a
I'll listen
vibe.
To it on my way home.
Listen to all of Continuum's. Okay, it's got waiting on the world to change. Which boo? Who cares?
I fucking hate that song.
That's the worst song ever.
I think
skip
yeah.
It.
Okay, here's the problem. That was the single. That introduced that album, and I was like, fuck this song.
That's a
and
worse.
So I never even...
Why are we waiting on the world to change? Change your own
fucking,
world today,
yeah, make
right?
The change you want to see in the world.
So that's the worst song ever, but, like, definitely is worst. But the rest of that album
good
is so
I'll
good.
I'll listen to it. You know
it's
I'm
like a
listen.
Rainy Saturday sad sack vibe. Dancing in a burning room.
You're saying
ooh,
words.
It's
and, like,
so good. It's like a song about a relationship that's falling apart, but neither person can let go of it. And it's like so sad and so good.
So cool.
How do you know this song? It's like my favorite.
I don't know. I think that
okay,
was...
Continuum's really good. I think it's like my number one. Sorry.
That's
Paradise
fine.
Valley.
Mm. Oh, it's so good. I'm so sorry.
Even The Search for Everything, like it's not my favorite.
She's saying these album names and none of them are really
it's not my favorite, but once I really thought about it, it's literally songs about him digging deep in all of the different parts of his life to really figure out what the fuck's going on with him. He's
figuring out he's in love with Andy Cohen.
He's talking about relationships and how he is still trying to get better and figure out what
he's
he
in
needs
love with
to
Andy.
Do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
then,
yeah, say no more.
Okay, but he has a lot of good, really. Like, he was best friends with Bob Saget. Were they lesbians too?
I don't think so.
Were they lesbians together? Do you think Bob Saget's a lesbian?
No. No.
Did you think alive Bob Saget was a
no,
lesbian?
No, never. I never got those vibes.
Were you a big fan of Bob Saget?
Not really.
Did you like his comedy or his parenting style better?
Neither.
So you liked his parenting style? A little tough, Deej, but a lot of love.
I was
a real hugger.
Oh no,
a cleaner.
No,
it's you like the and Bob Saget / Danny Tanner. I have nothing in common.
Literally nothing.
March 10th, baby.
Oh, I haven't watched the third season.
It was good.
I'm so behind.
You.
I see you.
Hey. Jake and I have been watching The Patient. Have you heard of it? At
nope.
Night,
what's
it's Steve Carell, and he's a. He's my man. He's my old man crush, remember?
Yeah.
Like old
Member.
Steve Carell
yeah.
is
Member.
Hot.
Yeah,
Member.
He is.
Old Steve Carell is hot
oh
as
my
shit.
God. Like, that was not on my
the
bingo card.
The weirdest glow
that
up
was
of
not
all time.
On my bingo card.
The weirdest 40-year-old glow
up. Virgin to fucking now?
Like
who the
hot.
Fuck?
Okay, so whatever Steve Carell is doing,
we
I would like
some
to
of
do.
That.
So I'm on the Steve Carell glow up plan. That's what I'm trying to do. That's why. I'm trying to be like as hot as humanly possible at 50.
Okay, that's attainable. Can you get behind that? That is attainable. I have 11 years.
Like the hottest 50-year-old you've ever fucking seen. Like, I'm gonna put 20-year-olds to shame.
Why are 50-year-olds now?
My crickety ass bones.
I know my ankle's like, girl, you tripping, girl.
I'm like walking, it's clicking, but I'm hot.
But 50-year-olds now, hot as fuck. J-Lo.
Case in fucking point.
Oh, yes. What the fuck is that? I'm not down with the musty, but...
I can do the mustache. Jake rocks the stash. I like it. We're talking about Marky Mark right now. Thoughts. Yeah, everyone wants to Marky Mark.
Who doesn't?
He's getting hotter, too.
What the fuck? Unlike Tom Dillon. I don't know who you are.
Tim Dillon? You can't read him. He's really fucking funny. He's like one of my very favorite podcasters and funny people.
Oh.
He's really hilarious. Okay, The Crown. Netflix is just like doing its thing on my TV.
It's like a screensaver.
And it's like really good dialogue for the podcast. No, The Crown is good. I watched it obviously before the Queen died. And it's boring, but like if you want to know.
It's really good.
Okay, it's
but
good.
It's boring.
Boring.
So
here's what I did.
Laundry show, like while you're folding laundry.
Oh my
god!
Yes, yes, yes. If you know enough about, like,
don't know anything.
Oh, if you know enough, you know enough.
No, I probably don't.
Oh, okay. Well, I know.
I literally have paid zero attention to.
Here's what I did, and here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
I watched season 4 first, which is the Diana season, and like little William and Henry are like babies.
Harry,
yeah, whatever. Henry's grandpa dead.
Henry
Old
is
King.
Okay.
In Do you red, know a little?
Red, white, and royal blue. Henry is the prince, which is a really cute LGBTQ romance novel about the first son in America falling in love with the prince.
That sounds cute.
It's so cute.
Okay, maybe I'll read that next. I need a lighthearted man.
It's very lighthearted.
Okay, I'm gonna listen to it on the plane. Here's what I'm at. Okay, so definitely if you do The Crown.
Season 4.
Season 4, then go back 1, 2, 3.
How's the fashion in season 4? Because Diana was iconic.
Oh,
I
it's
only
amazing.
I know that.
It's like she is the reason that we wear biker shorts and sweatshirts. It's her.
I'm not wearing it today.
I did to the gym this morning.
I'm not.
But I was also sweating so bad in that champagne sweatshirt.
It's really cute.
I got a bunch of really cute new sweatshirts for the trip, but they're all packed, so I can't show you, but you'll see.
Fucked up.
I went to Merrill and got Merrill's because comfortable and old fucking lady. Merrill. It's comfortable like hiking shoes for old people. But there was a sweatshirt there that was like the camel color. And it had like a velvety thing that had the Rocky Mountains with the sunset. And it was like retro looking and velvet on a like camel colored sweatshirt. And it said natural beauty. And I was like, sold. Got it.
Doi.
Do you have this in my little tiny baby natural beauty size?
Immediately, yes.
I need it in a baby Edie Lou size too.
Aww.
She's so great. I love that kid. I'm so glad I have a daughter.
It was National Daughter Day yesterday.
I know.
I didn't really know. But
I just saw somebody post it, so then I posted a cute picture of Edie at the beach. Because she is cute. Okay.
Amelia got some belt bottoms last night. She was like...
From where?
We were at Walmart picking up our groceries, and we forgot a few things on the grocery order, like... You know, when
you had to run it.
Yeah. So we ran in and Gabe needed some bullshit for a science fair project. That's a whole other fucking issue.
I have some jeans I got at Walmart that don't fit me and I need to take them back. I also got some jeans at, before I forget, Dillard's that are the Levi's rib cage.
I love Levi's rib cage.
And they don't even come close to fitting me. They're like 3 sizes too small and they're yours now.
Perfect.
Happy birthday. $60
Thank you.
Birthday. I'm about to go get them and give them to you. I can't go to Dillard's.
I can go to Dillard's and return them for you.
No, just wear them. I'm going to make you try them on.
Belt
they're
bottoms.
Cute.
Belt bottoms. And it was the cutest. She was like, can I please get these belt bottoms?
I
was like,
her.
Yeah, duh, just because you said belt bottoms. And she's really big into like... mushrooms,
like
remember
psilocybin.
Well,
Mimi tripping, yo, Mimi be
eventually,
tripping.
But like, don't you remember back in the 90s when like
I have
it was like
for her?
Is it a mush? A fucking psychedelic?
I gotta give it to her.
Mm.
Okay, you talk to these people.
So she got a mushroom
myself,
shirt.
She should
no,
it.
She doesn't need shit.
She needs it.
She doesn't need shit. She doesn't need shit. She got so many souvenirs on her stupid cruise. It's honestly annoying how many. Oh, my God. Ashley, she doesn't need anything, to be perfectly honest. But she got some, she said belt bottoms, and I just basically died over that. Fall fashion is weird here in Florida. I've been like trying to figure out what to wear, but it's 1,000 degrees still. It's technically fall, it's literally 92 degrees. So it's weird. But on our cruise, Amelia was definitely the most valuable player. Oh my God, she's gonna die. She got all the things on the cruise. It's the cutest mushroom pillow. You should keep it.
She can have it. She'll love it. Okay.
She will love it. But she got all the things on the cruise.
Oh, of course she did.
Literally.
Duh. What everything. What is vacation if you can't just give your kids everything they ask for? Also, it's I love vacation because we just say yes to almost everything, whereas at home we say no pretty much always, consistently.
Yeah. Gabe got a whole new wardrobe of port shirts, so he has he didn't get anything in Cozumel because Cozumel was like very like
weird.
It was weird.
Greg Did came you feel in. Like you needed to be strapping?
No, I was fine.
In Cozumel?
We got off the port or off the boat in Cozumel, got right onto the boat in for our excursion to go snorkeling. So it was like really fine. We went to a private beach. It was fine and safe and fun.
Yeah.
But Grand Cayman, we went to the Hard Rock Cafe and Gabe got a sweatshirt. Like, they're just cute and they're just going to wear these ugly tourist shirts for the rest of their lives.
Probably. Who cares? I love it.
They were funny.
So did they love the cruise?
It was too long. Mm-hmm. It was too long. 7 nights, never again.
Well, my 4-5 day Disney cruise was too long. Yeah. So I don't know what they do. Weekends.
I know. Literally, it was just too long. You get...
At some point, at like day 3 or 4, you're like, you're just on a fucking boat.
Day 4, I was like, okay, I'm about to like murder everybody in this. My kids just kept leaving shit everywhere, and you know the rooms are tiny, and I'm like.
Wouldn't you just rather go to this like beautiful villa and stay for a week?
It was nice to like kind of taste these different places because.
But you don't want any of them in your mouth for too long.
Jamaica was cool, dude. I would go back to Jamaica.
Did you get high?
No. But I did But it was
But cool. was there weed you could see?
No.
I want to go to Jamaica.
I think Jamaica would be
a cool place to stay for like a week.
To Jamaica.
I love this for Juju.
He was like, can I borrow your phone? And I was like, okay.
Looking for houses to rent.
No. All he did was go and take pictures of the foliage. It was the cutest.
Okay. Well, so you had the Disney cruise was just the backdrop to like a sweet little family time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where everyone was kind of like disconnected to the outside world. And
literally, I had no goddamn freaking clue about this hurricane.
I love it for the ages your kids are right now. And I love it for that because another trip where they had like Wi-Fi or blah, 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 they might have been able to not do as much stuff that was like family. Did they go to the kids clubs?
Julian only went for like 12 seconds and he was like, this is like a Disney backdrop, like for a television show. And I'm not down for it. But Amelia and Owen were there like all the time.
Every second.
Yeah, they were like, I ate all my mac and cheese. Can I go to kids club? I'm like, Jesus.
That's
God.
A perfect age for them. Yeah,
they loved it.
Okay, that's fun. And then Jackie's kids are similar ages to Owen and Amelia.
And Gabe.
And Gabe. Mm-hmm. So they all. So Gabe had a friend. Juju just did his own thing. And Mimi and Owie had their
people. And it was literally perfect.
What are their names? Stellan.
Stellan is the baby. Hudson is Owen's age. They're like 6 months apart. He's May 18th and November 4th, you know, so 6 months.
Yeah.
And then Brogan is, he'll be 14 in 2 weeks. So very, very close in age.
Perfect.
Gabe never stepped foot in the kids club. He was like weirdly hermited. He just watched a lot of Pixar movies on the TV.
Just say it, sat in the room. We were like, Gabe, we're going to go do... He was like, sorry, got a ups next, ups on deck, ups
Actually,
on deck.
Planes,
but- you come in and he's crying. The first 10 minutes of up are excruciating.
Oh, it's so bad.
First 5 are excruciating.
It's the worst.
Jake that and I watched that on like one of our first dates and I was like, I don't even know if I like you that much, but I'm just sitting here sobbing. Like, do you like me?
God.
I didn't tell you I have a second bottle.
That movie was terrible. Like, as far as
emotions
go.
I watched this the other day, Do Revenge.
Mm. Oh, I love Maya Hawke.
Cute.
She's on Stranger
Things. I love her, too.
I don't know who her is.
She's in, I forget her name. She's great, though. She's really good in this movie, and she is in Do Revenge is cute. She is in, I watched two seasons of Riverdale.
She's on Riverdale. Wait, is that Consuelo's daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelo's daughter?
Is it really? That's who that is in real life? Is it really?
Might be, and I might die right now. Hold on.
I think her name's Camilla.
I don't know. Let's see. It's called Do Revenge. I'm Googling. We need a producer. We're hiring
for a producer. She's on Riverdale. We're hiring. We can't pay. Oh, speaking of hiring for a producer and that we
can't Camila Mendez.
Mendez. Yeah, I don't think she's.
No.
Camila. Yeah, Camila. Camila? Camelia?
Camila. Because it's only one L. So it's Camila.
That's a pretty name.
Camilla? I don't know, actually.
It's prettier than my name, either way you say it.
I'm excited. I'll watch.
Ashley.
What about Crystal?
It's good. It's got a good twist.
What about Crystal? Because that's what I get called a lot. Or Christina.
Crystal? Do you ever get called Christia?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Christia. And it's typically by
people who are like
Filipino.
Speaking in different languages. Uh-huh.
Tagalog. Yeah. For some reason. Because
that's a name there. Mm-hmm. Christia.
Christia.
I like to call you Christia to myself sometimes. Okay, so Kanye said he couldn't read. Kanye's everywhere. Remember when he, like, something happened and he was like, life's too short. I forgive everyone. After he went on his rants about Kevin Hart only being funny in Jumanji.
But he was though, right.
He's right.
He was 100.
And everything he said was right, actually. To
Kim
be fair.
Does have diarrhea, probably.
And then he was like, sorry, I'm petty. Like, life's too short. I'm sorry to everybody. And then the next day, he was like, fuck reading. He was like, who even reads? Reading's a waste of time. Right. I was like, I think everyone is that's literally, ever lived is reads. I don't know.
I mean,
he said, what are you going to learn from a book that you can't just teach yourself? Or something to that effect. Like, he got wild with the not reading thing, and it's made me laugh really hard.
Wow.
Now he's back on his bullshit being petty.
Black and white. Black screen, white text. Or white screen, black text. Black with white.
A lot of it. Yeah. Anyway, it made me laugh because it was the whole thing being like, why would I need to read?
But what? We need to be able to read in order to read your tweets and your posts, Kanye.
I mean, I think he's like, learn how to read, but then don't read a book.
But also, why? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Why, Kanye? I'm
okay, confused. We're going to figure this out.
Kanye. So on the cruise, Owen.
Kanye West reveals he hasn't read any books.
Ever?
In a recent interview, Conway.
Ashley cannot read.
Kanye West announced that he has never read a book and compares reading to eating Brussels sprouts.
Which I also love. So
Brussels sprouts are delicious.
They're fucking busting.
He's been picking the wrong books, and Kim makes some nasty ass Brussels sprouts.
She probably just gets the like bag of veggies
and like steams it.
That is gross.
In a world where we're pretending Kim Kardashian cooks, what goes on in this world where we pretend in our minds that she is cooking anything ever?
You're right.
She's like, guys, I don't know how I manage it all. I can't even manage it all. And somebody's cooking for her. She literally has somebody wiping her ass. Like, yeah. I'm sure she has no body hair. She doesn't even have to shave. Like, she's got no time. So she doesn't even shave. What are the things Kim Kardashian does do for herself? Maybe read.
I think she studies. I think she has tutors, but I do think she has to like still retain that knowledge because she's taking the baby bar or whatever. She's trying to be a lawyer.
Trying to be a lawyer.
Goo goo gaga.
How many years has she been trying to be a lawyer?
I don't know. She has to do, I don't know.
I mean, she's not in law school, so like she has to do so much more. But in California, it's legal.
Uh-huh.
I mean, kudos to her for doing that, but, like, whatever.
But I think that's one thing that she does do.
Wipe your own ass.
I don't know about that.
She doesn't.
Definitely not.
Not when it's smeary. Cool. She doesn't have time for that shit.
Or maybe she's, like, perfected.
Do you wonder about people that have, like, the very long, long, long pointy fingernails wiping their own ass?
I wonder about myself sometimes.
Does it break through the teepee?
No, it doesn't.
Does it get poo-poo under your fingernails?
No.
Do you get the poo-poo under your fingernails?
Ew.
My baby's got poo-poo under his fingernails, probably.
Fuck that bitch.
That was cute. We needed to get... Why didn't we take a video of
that? I don't know, because we were both like, oh,
because we were both saying fuck that bitch over and over and over. And then it turned into smack that bitch. And then we were saying slap that hoe. And he was laughing.
But I also was laughing.
But you know who would also laugh at that? Anyone.
Literally.
It's funny.
So cute.
Some things just should be funny. Just like we shouldn't read. And we should never eat Brussels sprouts.
I'm eating some for dinner tomorrow.
Other things are funny. Love that bitch.
Brussels sprouts are delicious. Yay.
So in recent news, my neighbor's house is for sale.
I thought they were Airbnb-ing it.
They were trying and it wasn't working, which I said it wasn't going to work. And, like, have you seen the neighbors? We need to re-up on our champagne. Lindsay is coming for Thanksgiving, so if that house sells, they're just going to stay here, which is fine. We've talked about it. But she said, can I please be a guest?
I feel like, yeah.
On the podcast.
Do you think?
And I was like, yeah, duh.
Will Bethany be pissed? Does she listen to the podcast?
I don't think Bethany's caught up. She's so busy. She can be a guest anytime she wants.
Yeah, that's true. But she will. She's so busy.
Did you just hear me?
I did. It's not me. It's not me this time. It's not me.
Have you come up with anything funny for Halloween for me yet?
I did think Madonna could be funny.
I mean, it could be funny, but I need to be like, fuck that bitch funny.
What is
slap that?
Okay, what is that? Video yes. Where like Madonna is the dominatrix and that could be Jake and then you can be the subdued. I don't know what the word is.
Oh, like the guy in the collar or the with the leash. I mean, I don't want to do that. Jake will like whip me and stuff and I won't like it.
She won't like it. She winked a lot when she said that.
Oh, I don't like getting hurt. Unless I'm joking, I don't.
Oh my god. Oh wait, Owen, on the cruise.
Tell me.
Literally, we drove to wherever, Port Canaveral, is that where it is? Mm-hmm. And had Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Then we get on the cruise, and Owen says, I am.
Did you take a limo?
Vegetarian. No, we just drove.
You get there and you park, and he says he's a vegetarian?
Yeah.
You were like, the fuck?
Literally, I was like, okay.
Kids.
Since when?
Because
you literally
ate
had
a hamburger.
You had a chicken minutes. Burger, a chicken sandwich, a spicy one, like an hour ago. But okay, we're now a vegetarian. Cool. Like, what the fuck?
Can you make that choice in the same day where you eat a chicken sandwich?
Apparently you can. Apparently you can. Because now he has not had meat.
I
want to
decide to be a vegetarian the night of Thanksgiving. Like, just the night of Thanksgiving. I'm going to eat, like, a turducken, and then I'm going to be like, you know what? Fuck all that. Not a vegan, though. Mm-mm. I got to have butter.
And cheese.
Cheese. So he's been eating cheese. What are you? Are you worried about protein?
Yes.
Of course you are.
Well, because, like.
Of course you are.
So then it's, like, got me, like, tripping because I'm like, okay.
What are you going to make for dinner? Then make sure he's got enough calories. He's already skinny.
I know, and he already, like, borderline.
Maybe he just wants chicken sandwiches from Chick-fil-A.
I mean,
is that
I'll
the diet?
Do it.
Wait, what made him have that? Did he eat the chicken sandwich, and during eating the chicken sandwich, he had, like, survivor's guilt?
I don't think so.
It's like, what if there's a big person out there eating Owen sandwiches?
I don't know. It was
like,
so
what if
weird.
There's somebody out there, and they're a lot bigger than me, and they might kill me and make a sandwich out of me?
He saw the Dahmer freaking
preview?
Yeah, preview.
What's
he saw
that thing?
I don't know. But he saw the Dahmer preview, and he was like, well, fuck. Nobody's safe. But yeah, so yeah, I'm super worried about, like, him.
So he, the whole cruise, what did he eat? Buttered noodles?
Mac and cheese.
Were you like, I gotta get this kid
veggie burgers? He had a ton of veggie burgers because they had that option. He ate one on the island. He ate.
He's just, I bet he'll go back to eating regular here. On the cruise, he was like, you know what? They're boating this meat in is sus. It's a little sus. Like, who eats meat at sea? Nobody.
I did a lot of it.
Nobody should eat meat at sea. I get where Owen's coming from. It's just a sea thing. Will he eat seafood? Fish?
Mm-hmm. No.
Eggs are fine.
Eggs are fine. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm going to make some egg bites. He had a lot of omelets. He ate a lot at breakfast because they had a lot of options.
Bacon,
you know?
For sure.
Oh, my God. And those fucking scrambled eggs on that cruise were not good. They were still watery.
I was right, mommy.
They were watery. I've been there. So nasty.
I told you not to go. I've been there.
I know. But if you got a fresh omelet from the omelet bar place, fine.
I don't even think we ate breakfast on the cruise. We, like, took the kids through the line. You know, Jake and I are not breakfast people.
They had a churro Mickey waffle that literally
changed your life.
Yeah.
Was the food good for you?
It was decent.
Yeah, it was our food was good. It's a lot. We never had issues with the food except for one night it was sketch. But for the most part, it's just like too long to be on a boat.
Yeah, and too much food. Like
now if I'm on my own yacht, garçon, I might vomit.
Garçon, bring me another lobster. So our server waiter guy, his name was Romeo. Remember how we always I always have Disney Romeos.
You love Romeo.
Not the same guy, but still it was cool that his name was Romeo.
It would have been way cool if it was the same guy.
But he brought me a lobster. I ordered lobster. I don't love lobster.
But you were like, I'm paying for it. I'll order it.
Yeah. I was like,
lobster?
No.
Would Owen eat lobster?
No.
So out on all animals. So not pescatarian.
No, vegetarian. It's called lacto-ovo vegetarian. Because he eats
It's
cheese.
Called what? Did you just make that shit up?
Was he like, Mom, I want to be a lacto-ovo.
Stop. 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 Stop.
No, he said that. He's annoying.
That is very annoying. Here's the thing, though. It's just proven that you just literally need the meat.
I know.
To, like, survive and be healthy.
So this week, we planned our meals, and, like, we're having breakfast for dinner tonight, so he'll have eggs, and I did get some, like, fake bacon.
Bacon?
Yeah.
Turkey bacon?
No, turkey. It's, like, veggie bacon.
That sounds gross.
I know, but hopefully he'll, like, try that and be like, that bacon smells way better.
I think what you need to do is just make him, like, the shittiest, nastiest, mushed up tofu. And be like, this is your goulash. And then he'll be like, I gotta have some chicken. What's gonna happen next time you go to Chick-fil-A?
He's gonna be like, fries only for me, please. Fries and mac and cheese.
Probably.
Gross.
I know, he's annoying. It's so weird, though.
Is he just being extra?
I think he might. Like, I'm torn between him just being extra and him trying to control his eating. Because, you know, we've kind of, like...
Have issues.
Yeah.
I mean... I do see signs of Edie being a not meat eater, but you know what? I feel like kids push back on meat in general because there's so many other better things to eat. But I've wondered the same thing. Is Edie like low key, like not even a vegetarian? She's just bougie. She's like, I'll have filet. I will have it medium. I will have it Pittsburgh style.
I don't know any of those. I did eat a filet on the cruise.
Was it delish?
It was good, yeah.
I can make you one right now. Better than the cruise. Better than the cruise. You vegetarian? Do you see what I'm wearing?
Yep. Wine is my Valentine.
Oh my gosh, that's so true, too. We need to make some shirts.
Yeah.
I ordered, like, us some cute-ass Halloween shirts and one for Bethany, too, and still haven't even shipped, I don't think. That's I think rude. I have to cancel my order. This was back in August.
August!
August! And it's almost October.
So excited.
What are we going to do?
Although, what?
I got to make my date pause. For the party. It's also Jake's birthday really soon.
I know, Barry's too. Barry, I'm probably gone. Pause.
When's Barry's birthday?
October 16th. They're both Libras.
Yeah, we've got to get these Libramen. What can we do fun for them?
Well,
Barry's not going to be gone on the 16th.
I have something planned, but I can't say it because he might listen to this podcast.
Oh, he definitely will listen.
So, there's something planned that Jake might like. We'll talk about it after.
Okay, perfect.
And, like, I'll post on social because Barry doesn't do that.
Perfect.
But
on Instagram, why are these guys so buff? Are you into that? Because for me, it's just not realistic. Because if you're that hot, how hot do I have to be, right? Like, and we've got to wait till I'm 50.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so sad. Speaking of hot and 50, I think he's not 50, but I'm so sad about missing Matt this weekend.
I'm so sad for you. Can somebody come down here and watch Christia's kids during a hurricane?
There's only four of them.
Diggers? Diggers, there's only four, and there's as many pets as there are children.
More. Seven to four. I know.
Seven, Christia. Name them all. Tiny. Little Man.
Fancy Pants. Violet.
Vegetarian.
Kipling. Then the four cats.
Tuna. Macaroni.
Siri. Frida. Binks. And
Jellybean.
Percy. He's a Weasley.
Wait, you have four cats?
I told you
that. That's upsetting. I'm upset.
Not on purpose. Remember, Frida came ran back. Away. She was gone for 6 to 8 months. I can't remember. And then we got another one. Because three's fine. Like, three is not...
Three's not fine. I have to tell you, three is not fine. Three is borderline.
Three is better than four.
I mean... Obviously, at this point, you might as well have 14. It's all the fucking same.
And, yeah, so we didn't have four on purpose.
Your house is going to be taken over in a mutiny style that I've once described as Dog Dora. Violet lives in the door. The Rat King is there. The cats tie all their tails together, and then they can shit at once.
They would not. They don't get along.
Tie their tails together so they're one cat.
They hate each other.
What would happen if you tied their tails together?
They would all die.
Perfect. Done. Do it when you go.
So,
four more mouths to feed in this economy?
Girl.
I can't.
But listen.
Tie their tails together.
Speaking of Owen and the cat, Frida was lost. Like, she was lost. We were like, we got home.
But then she got baptized, and she's fine.
Well, all yes. All three cats were like, hi, guys. And we came. Oh, it was just Owen and me because he went to IKEA with me.
That would have been the perfect time to tie their... Did you drive two cars? Mm-hmm. That's the dumbest thing ever. Why did you drive two cars?
It was fine. It was great.
I thought that when you called me, I didn't hear Barry.
Yeah, he wasn't snoring.
Because he was in the other car asleep, obviously. He would be the perfect candidate
for
the electric cars that drive themselves. Because he can get his Z's while he's driving to and from work. And then when he gets home, he can be awake more for you.
Oh, my God. The cruise was rough as far as that goes. Because the quarters are tight. Tight, tight, tight.
Your snoring machine's not loud.
At first, they confiscated it.
What did they think it was?
Test it to make sure it wasn't going to cause a fire on the boat. So I was like, God damn, we got our suitcases, my sound machine.
And that's what you filled with weed and cocaine. You filled your snow.
My bladders worked.
Told you, girl.
Yeah. Gin and Jill's. I brought gin for me and vodka for Jackie. And I wrote on the
book. Jackie, that's rude. I hope you were having martinis. Here's the thing. Jackie. I know you're listening, but here's the... You're probably not, but you might be, but you might not. Here's the thing. Tie all your cat's tails together.
She has no cats, one dog. She's
Thank
smart.
God, that's why I like her. You got to keep it two or less dogs and no other pets. You got a bird, you're kind of kooky, you got a bird, that's fine. Honestly, not or less, you got to have two dogs because they've got to form a best friendship that helps you. You don't have to do as much. Mm-hmm. You're like, I don't need to love you as much because this other thing is like your number
licking
one
your
bestie.
Butthole, so I don't
yes. Exactly. So two dogs, the only pets are two dogs and potentially a witty parakeet. Now a witty parakeet.
I don't like parakeets. They're a little too small.
Or parrots.
Parrot.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I don't know.
I want one that will talk back and be like.
I guess just keep me tiny. Just keep me little.
That's what I want my parakeet to say.
Here's what I need. This is what I need, and I need it now. I need two dogs. Check. A funny, witty, like different level parrot that just says that kind of stuff. That says stuff like "It's a nice day," and then you walk out and it's raining, and it's just like "Haha, gotcha!" Like a funny. Yeah, calls you a fucko? Yeah. That is, yeah. So, one of my best friends always had a bird, a talking bird, a parrot. Its name was Smokey Bird, but they called it Mokey Bird because, like, they like to make everything baby talk. It's fine. It's cute. Mokey Bird. And Mokey Bird sounded just like Bailey's mom answering the phone for their business, which was called R&S Plumbing. So we would be like hungover in the morning upstairs in her room and we would hear her parents would be out of town. We would hear Moki Bird ringing like a telephone. And then you'd say, hello, Ernest. It sounded a lot like our mom. And we would be like startling out of sleep. Yeah, so Moki Bird, I think, is still alive.
Yeah, they live for 1,000 years.
I think we're going to get a bird. Shouldn't we?
No.
Doesn't this house need a parrot that
Absolutely
talks shit?
Absolutely not, because you
a parrot that talks shit.
Shit.
I'll clean it. Huck will clean it. He has been wanting a bird and he doesn't know it yet. I want a parrot. I want a parrot. I want to teach it to talk shit.
Fuck this. Fuck that bitch.
My grandpa Engel has a bird.
Kiddo?
Yes. And when my grandma died. Right, grandpa. Fucking finally. You got it right. God damn it. After all these years, you finally got the right grandpa.
Kiddo.
This bird lost all of its feathers when my grandma died.
Oh, he was mourning.
I think birds are smarter than we give them.
Yeah. They're also
English?
Or whatever language.
I mean, come on. And they tweet and sing. I like a bird. Speaking of birds.
Why don't you get Grandpa Engel's bird?
And you can Grandpa's still alive and he likes the bird?
Oh, yeah. Kiddo.
That's like his number one friend. Kiddo. Here's the thing. Here's something I have to talk to you about. Hey, Bart.
I thought it was the field agent.
Here's something I need to talk to you about.
Yes, ma'am. Tell me more. Kiddo.
Could. I be a pirate for Halloween and Jake be my bird just saying obscene shit.
Fuck that bitch.
Flying around.
Fuck that bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny.
Marshall and Lily do that one year in the critically acclaimed show How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, I'm like, don't know Marshall, don't know Lily. Who the fuck we talking about?
That shams is yum.
It is.
And I'm going to be honest, I do have another bottle.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Fuck that bitch.
Listen.
Fuck that bitch. Hit that bitch.
We'll never be monetized. Okay. Okay, tell me the peak of your trip, the best thing that happened, and the pit of your trip, the worst thing that happened.
The worst thing was being trapped on the boat with my children and husband for 7 days in such close quarters.
Just so the worst thing was the whole thing?
No, just like...
The worst thing about my Disney cruise was being with my family.
Not even just being with my family. I liked it when we were not out. Being in that room with my family. Is that fair? Because yeah, it's tiny. And
the worst thing
scary.
Was being with my
But like,
family.
Hanging out
I've
with
never
them.
I laughed so hard.
Hanging out with them outside of our room was great.
Oh my God.
You know,
funny.
That's tiny.
Yes.
It's
yes.
tiny.
No, it's funny.
It's just tiny. Funny. The best part was... I don't know, just like making
the
those memories. When I got my nail fixed by the Jamaican woman who I did get my nail fixed and she did a really good job.
Oh, how's Mimi's hair holding up?
Girl, still braided.
I love
locked
her.
And loaded.
I'm going to do Edie's next time we go on like a tropical vacation.
Amelia was like, I don't want to get my hair braided. And I was like, please get your hair braided. And then she was like, okay.
Who, me? Do you know when we went on our Disney cruise one day, Jake got... some beads in his hair like Michael Scott in the episode where he goes
that's hilarious
jam everywhere tan almost everywhere jam almost everywhere yeah
so when I was in school remember all the cool girls went to like Caribbean vacations for their spring breaks or whatever
yeah it was Lindsay and Bailey they would go like on a cruise and they would come back
with cornrows
with their hair all the way
so
braided
stubborn.
And Bailey I'm glad we just talked about her because there was one year where her head and her body had not caught up to the same demographic. And she got a full-on cornrows all the way back against her better judgment. And she looked like a cobra. Sorry, Bailey. I love you so much. You know it's true. And Lindsay had, like, very thin hair. And they were braiding it back. And it's just like, have you thought about not doing that?
Meanwhile, Amelia
has...
three braids, and she could have 67 more and still have a ton of hair.
I like how she just did. Oh, yes.
It's very
honey.
Carmen Electra.
If I did Edie's, I would have them do, like, right here, like, back a good bit, and then just leave it.
Well, it's really cute when she pulls it back, like, into, like, a bun. It's like,
she is.
In her
cute.
Side part. You know she likes that.
She's
but she was, like.
Wild hair. I love her.
She's crazy.
She really is, truly. Are we there?
Mm-hmm.
We're there.
We're there.
Oh my God, I don't even believe it.
Well.
Okay, well, we love you.
Bitch.
And we're gonna keep making you laugh and love and love and laugh.
And drink champagne
and love yourself.
Gin and vodka. We're gonna
Do all
pickle
of that.
Your liver or something.
Pickle your liver and shuck your gutter.
I said that to my kids. That one.